Several times now, Ted Stevens' legal team has asked Judge Emmett Sullivan to dismiss the case, contending that federal prosecution has been deliberately withholding evidence from the defense. The judge has said he will rule on the latest dismissal motion tomorrow or Wednesday, and he ordered prosecutors to provide more complete documents to the defense. Those documents contain some new details about the Alaska corruption cases the FBI has been investigating, APRN's Steve Heimel reports.
In other trials, VCO owner Bill Allen has testified that Ted Stevens' son Ben was one of the state legislators he bribed. Ben Stevens was president of the state Senate when Allen was trying to get terms favorable to the oil industry into a rewrite of the state's tax laws. He has not been charged. Allen testified that Ben Stevens was a VCO consultant before he was appointed to the state Senate, and the company simply kept him on the payroll after he became a senator. The documents made public today add to that story. They are summaries filed for prosecutors by FBI investigators, and they show Allen telling them that a number of VCO executives were concerned because once he was in the Senate, Stevens was no longer doing anything to earn his consulting fee, at times as much as $10,000 a month. This continued right up to August of 2006 when the FBI made its deal with Allen for him to cooperate and got search warrants for the offices of state legislators. That's when the invoices from Ben Stevens to VCO stopped, say the documents. The interview notes from that August 30th interview with Allen are wide-ranging and include a lot of legislative names not previously mentioned, though sometimes it's just a peripheral reference, like Allen's memory of having purchased a lodge from former state Senator Rick Halford for $270,000, which Allen believed was about market value. That's different from another property he bought from former state Senator Jerry Ward for $30,000, which Allen called inflated and really a scheme to get Ward campaign money. Allen also told the agent that he dated Ward's daughter and paid to remodel her home. Another name mentioned as having been paid as a VCO consultant was former state Senator Robin Taylor, though Allen said that was some time ago. The documents mention former Representative Cheryl Hines, who Allen said asked him for a job for her or her husband, Harold. Allen said he turned her down, suspecting a setup. Allen told the agent he gave money to former Representative Bev Masick whenever she asked for it. Masick got in trouble for using campaign money for personal expenses. Allen said he got VCO attorney Jack Miller to give her legal help in dealing with the APOC complaint. She lost the case. In Anchorage, I'm Steve Heimel.